Practical Meditations for Every Day in the Year on the Life of Our Lord Jesus Christ, composed by a Father of the Society of Jesus, translated from the French in 1868. July 31st, Feast of St. Ignatius of Loyola, founder of the Company of Jesus. First Prelude. Imagine you see the saint in heavenly glory. Second Prelude. Beg of him to obtain for us fidelity to grace. Point 1. Wonderful operations of grace in St. Ignatius. Consideration. Gratia Dei sum id quod sum. By the grace of God I am what I am. These words of the Apostle can most suitably be placed in the mouth of St. Ignatius. There are indeed few saints in whom the operations of grace were more manifest and more wonderful. We see how gradually it brought him to the end destined for him. In the divine decrees, Ignatius was to found a religious order intended to arrest the progress of heresy in the 16th century and to repair the losses it would cause the Church. Yet up to the age of 30 years, he pursued the phantom of military glory, till at last, wounded and exhausted, he laid himself down on a bed of suffering. Then did grace begin its work, first by showing him the nothingness of this world, and inspiring him with the desire of repairing his past faults by severe penance. While he thus devoted himself for 10 whole months in the grotto of Manresa, he was prepared by diverse trials and frequent ecstasies for the interior life and the direction of souls. He became a consummate master of the spiritual life, as we discover by his wonderful book of the Spiritual Exercises, which he then wrote. But he was further destined to become an apostle and the father of a vast number of apostolic men. And yet Ignatius was an uneducated man. Grace gave him the desire and means of acquiring knowledge by secretly leading his steps to the University of Paris. For there, prepared for him and ready for his hands, were the young students who were to form the nucleus of the new order he was to found. The unction of grace drawn from the spiritual exercises made them united in one desire of consecrating themselves forever to God by the vows of religion, of offering themselves to the vicar of Jesus Christ to be sent to preach anywhere, and particularly to devote themselves to the education of youth. And Pope Paul III, after reading the summary of the rules of the Institute, presented to him under the title of the Company of Jesus, cried out, Digitus Dei est hic, the finger of God is here. Ignatius, guided by grace, governed the infant society so wisely for 16 years that it received the commendation of the Council of Trent and extended rapidly to the ends of the earth. He himself was 53 years later reckoned among the saints in 1609. Application. Recall to your mind your past years, and especially the beginning and the progress of your vocation, and you will be firmly convinced that a special grace has also preceded and sustained you throughout. Point 2. St. Ignatius's wonderful correspondence with grace. Consideration. As soon as the light of grace penetrated into the soul of Ignatius, he set himself to repair the past and to attain what his vocation required from him. He secretly left the castle of Loyola, hung up his sword before the altar of Our Lady in the sanctuary of Montserrat, clothed himself as a poor man, and begged his bread as such. He made a general confession with tears and sobs, and retired to Manresa, where he inflicted sufferings in his body, the very history of which makes us shudder. Having thus become a new man in Jesus Christ, and being consumed with divine love, he gave himself up to zeal for souls. But that he might attain more success with others, he pursued the study of letters at Alcala, and afterwards at Paris applied himself to the higher sciences. With invincible perseverance, he overcame the difficulties which he had to encounter in this long course of study, and especially in the formation and establishment of the new order, the plan of which he had learned by grace. While he composed the constitutions, he withdrew himself from others, was almost always on his knees, fasting or praying, that all of them might be in accordance with the will of God, and of a nature to bring about the greater glory of God. We should remark that these last words, which became the motto of the saint, were repeated in the Constitutions more than 360 times. For Ignatius, absolutely dead to self-love and worldly glory, lived for God only. It was the fruit of his unwavering fidelity to grace. Application. After the example of St. Ignatius, let us cooperate generously and perseveringly with grace. It will be our counsel in doubts, our consolation in troubles, our support in the spiritual combat. It will bring us that crown of glory promised to those who, taking it for their guide, seek in everything the greater glory of God.